What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Because I got something for you to hear right now. I can't guarantee that it won't work, but I know in the past, this tactic has not worked. Ben Johnson, the former offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions, was introduced to the brass and all the people working in the front office and offices in general in Lake Forest, Illinois for the Chicago Bears, and listen to the ovation.
Everyone get back to work. Listen, thank you so much. My family and I, we are beyond excited. This is exactly where we wanted to be. Exactly where we want to be. This is going to be a challenge. I am well aware of that. I know what this division's about, and this is exactly where we want to be. We're going to go after this thing, and it's going to take all of us in this room. It's going to take this locker room. It's nothing more important than that locker room and us serving that locker room and those players. They need to understand that. They need to feel that from us every single day. And if we do that, the wins are going to come. The playoffs are going to come. All right? Can't wait to get to know you guys, and thank you so much for the warm welcome. Thank you.
At the beginning of that clip, I thought you might have spliced in 80s sitcom for a moment.
Filmed in front of a live studio audience.
No, but Kelly Kapowski did walk in.
Does it remind you of somebody?
Remind you of something?
I wasn't on camera, thank Christ. I wasn't on camera for that moment.
Didn't the Browns also learn from that? Didn't they learn, like, the hero's welcome for a guy who hasn't done anything yet? Probably
I'd
not something we're going to be doing.
Sneak him through the back door like right. He's Elvis from here on out.
In fact, I'm a little surprised. Like, Ben Johnson, I feel like it's awesome to get that. It's got to be awesome to walk in that. I'm also almost a little surprised. Like, I would think he wouldn't want that. Like, we're not doing that. We haven't accomplished anything. We're not celebrating a press conference.
Well,
like, let's get to work here.
You may feel that way. That's a downtrodden franchise.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They're a franchise that they have tried quarterbacks several times. It hasn't worked. You have an ownership group that I think is in a bit of a malaise right now, what they want. I think for a guy like Ben Johnson, I mean, you're coming from a guy who is a natural motivator in Dan Campbell, and I think that there is a little bit of like, okay, what am I? What am I going to be? Now, I don't think that you have to be some Dan Campbell type of a figure if you're not. You can't act like that, but if you're not that type of guy. But I also believe that there has to be some sort of, hey, let's center the building here. I mean, we have an opportunity. You have a quarterback. You have good weapons to throw to. I mean, they got Rome Odunze. You can put him in the slot and do some things with him, which I know that when you hear that, some people might get upset. Look what he's done with Amon-Ra St. Brown, by the way, Ben Johnson. So there's some semblances of what you've done in the past. But, yeah, I think you got to get those guys going together. It's just from my perspective, from when I've dealt with it, and seeing the heroes welcome, I mean, we treated him like the president. He got off the plane. There was videos of him getting off the plane, showing up to the building in Berea. The clapping, the ovation, the heroes welcome. It was a bizarre afternoon. And there's a lot of PTSD in there, man, where I'm like, oh, God, he came around the corner and everybody's clapping it up for him. Good luck.
How many questions... How fair would it have been to spend 10 minutes asking questions about the Jameson Williams trick play? Would that be legitimate or would that be seen as, hey, come on?
Trying to spice up the offense. Yeah. They were throwing a lot of different things, Washington was, which, again, goes back to the conversation we were having. Like, Jaden Daniels has done a fantastic job. He surprised me a lot because of how he's – I think they've done a tremendous job. I saw a thing that they've done with VR with him over this last year, which has really helped him, which is – really interesting stuff there. That'd be into the weeds. But taking him from a guy that just took off and ran to where he has pocket presence that I did not anticipate him having at this point in his career, at such a very young age in his career. Now, defenses will adjust in the future. They've already shot higher than what a lot of people thought Jaden Daniels and Washington were capable of at best. Still, while that's great, and I would dream of a scenario like that that happens with the Browns, I can't guarantee that's going to happen. I mean, I have to get a guy, I have to figure out whether or not he even wants to be here, or whether or not his dad will allow him to be here. Like that, I got to get going. So I can't just, as much as I did, and I said last week, and I'm not backing down from it, I want you to find a quarterback, because I can't just sit here and spin my wheels all year long and go into next year and try to hope for Arch Manning. Daryl painted a very bleak picture, and Daryl might end up being right, and more than likely will be right, considering the history of the Cleveland Browns. But damn, I'm not going to sit here and waste our time again. We have very few years that we have with a football team in our lives, and I'm not just going to sit around and waste other years. I did that back in 16 and 17. I cannot afford to do it again. With my life, with my own sanity, I won't do it. So I want them to figure it out, but I also don't think you just draft a guy because you're number two overall and when you're going to be back there again. You could go right back to the well if it doesn't work out, but you are in this weird place where you're trying to do two things at once. You're trying to compete because you have veterans on that football team, and you really can't trade them because of the cap hits that you're going to take. So you don't want to. You want the value out of it. But you're also, you know you don't have the quarterback right now. You know that maybe Sam Darnold is going to be available, but do you want to make that type of investment somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 years, $100 million? Do you want to make that type of investment with Sam Darnold? Because, hey, I could say that he doesn't show up in the playoffs. I'd like to just get back to the playoffs and give him the chance to not show up then. Do you want to do that, or do you want to swing for the fences and go after a guy like Shedeur Sanders, who, if he's great, he can change your franchise? If Cam Ward were to somehow end up with you, if something crazy were to happen at the top of the draft, they just hired a general manager in Tennessee. Would you want to swing for the fences and go for the gusto for a guy like that? Like, there's still some decisions to be made here over the next less than 100 days.
What I'm surprised is what you saw with C.J. Stroud a year ago, and when we all saw it, because we thought we were going to really have the advantage against a rookie quarterback in a playoff game. And that guy ended that. He ended that abruptly.
Yeah.
Okay? I know we keep thinking about Flacco in that game. Well, C.J. Stroud torched our defense very early on in that game. And it was very rocky. That was a rookie. Okay, the following year, Jaden Daniels. And again, these were not, C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels were not can't-miss rookie quarterback prospects. They were not, this is obvious, you got to take them. They were not those prospects. There were plenty of doubts, plenty of lingering questions about them that a Browns fan, if we were in those situations, could easily one by one strike down. Like, oh, I don't know. Are you sure you want to take him here? Are you sure you want to take him? Like, you could dismiss those picks summarily just as easily as fans want to dismiss Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. Plenty of reasons to do it. What I was saying when, after that game, I tweeted, and I caught so much hell about this, was that it's a quarterback. It's a quarterback so much more important than everything else. People are telling me, well, they have a new owner in Washington. Like, it's the new owner? The new owner is the reason that they're good now? Or is it Jaden Daniels? Well, the new owner is the reason they picked Jaden. No, they had the number two pick in the draft.
Yeah.
They took the number two quarterback.
Yeah, I can't fight
that.
The
first one was off the board, Caleb Williams. If Dan Snyder, if he was the owner, you're telling me they wouldn't have taken Jaden Daniels? He was starved for a quarterback, too.
Probably would have taken Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they'd be good. Then they'd be good under Dan Snyder.
There's another consideration. I said I was going to play this at 7:30. We got to play this at 7:30. You found this audio, folks. This is Todd McShay. Guys, you wanted Will Howard? You may very well get you Will Howard.
I view Will Howard differently today than I did 5 weeks ago. They gave him the keys to the $20 million golf cart to begin the season, but it had a governor on it. It's been off for 5 weeks now for the last, for the college football playoff. And so we're seeing a different player in Will Howard. And I think that's critical as we get into the Senior Bowl and we start talking about him as a pro prospect at 6'4", 235 pounds with some mobility. And now I'm seeing anticipation throws. Now I'm seeing a guy who sees man and attacks. He sees Jeremiah Smith and he goes after it fourth quarter when everyone thinks they're going to throw underneath or they're going to run the ball to run out the time. Then he sees zone coverage and understands where the soft spots are, understands let's pick up 3-4 here and get to second and six, right? I'm seeing a different guy.
That's the Todd McShay Show podcast from The Ringer. First answer, you're not going to have Jeremiah Smith in the NFL. first response to myself, he ain't going to be throwing week one with the Cleveland Browns.
No.
First reaction, are you just getting excited about a guy in a tournament setting like we would do in an NCAA tournament a la Ali Farouk Manesh? Answer, this is a guy who's leading the biggest college football program in the country, who led them back from the door, from death's doorstep after the Michigan lost. Nobody had any faith in him, was able to meet with his head coach. I'm asking for leadership. Now more than ever, the intangibles have changed. So where guys hold footballs and do some of the other things that we used to make big deals about, there's still obviously a lot there with mechanics. Footwork's very important. Okay, how's his feet? Well, I can't answer that right off the rip. I know just watching him, there's leadership there. There's leadership to come in from a place like Kansas State where he was told to go away. They were going to start a younger player and they were going to move on. He's told to go away. You could make the argument if they were to suck up the room this year or not to meet the Ohio State standard, you could have accused him of Peter Principle and failing upwards to a place like Ohio State, making money at a place like Ohio State, except he took the reins and became a veteran and an instant leader with that football team as a transfer portal guy. That's leadership. That's a magnetism. I see 6'4", 236. I see the same specifications as 6'5", 237. You know who's 6'5", 237? Take a guess. I bet you can get it in two guesses.
No, I don't.
Who in the NFL right now playing quarterback 6'5", 237? He's playing in an AFC championship game. It's Josh Allen.
I saw somebody yesterday said, he's got the athleticism of Josh Allen and he's got the instincts of Brock Purdy. I'm like, well, then he'd go number one overall.
Then he would go number one overall. I'm not going to take it that far, but when I see 6'4", 236, I go, he's got the pudding I want. He's got the size I want.
Yeah, the body.
He can take the hits. He can get out there and move. He's mobile enough. This isn't some statue quarterback. I start to get a little bit worked up. It's easy to do. He's not deep ball only like Jalen Milroe. Like, okay, what am I going to do to move the ball 8 yards and move a first down? I watched it. I've watched it all year long. Todd McShay's right. Like, there's a lot of you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this. And now it's like, hey, you got to take us here. We're playing against great opponents. You're going to have to step up and make plays. And damn it, he stepped up and made plays. Like, I'm starting to get excited. Like, could I find a guy, and you got to record this because I might sound like an idiot later on. Number two overall, no. No. But do I find a guy by the end of the draft process? Because he's got to go through pro day. He's got to go to the combine. He'll probably have to throw out those things. I don't think you can go out and hide yourself if you're Will Howard. Do I have a guy here that I take with the first pick at 33? Do I have a guy here that at the end of the night on that Thursday night, I go, hey, let's make a move here. What are we going to do with Kansas City to jump back into this thing? What can we do with so-and-so to jump back into this thing and go after and get our guy and make sure we have him for 5 years instead of four?
Isn't it like, remarkable?
When I hear Todd McShay say these things, and it's not a big sample size, because guys, the generational prospects, the Andrew Lux, those guys, they're fewer and fewer and fewer and far between. And I can't guarantee that Arch Manning's going to be there next year for us. He could very well go back to 2026
or
and decide 2027.
Or that he's the same prospect
back.
In a year.
He could be the same prospect in a year. Or, again, his last name's Manning. He can do what Eli did, or he could just do and go back to college and do what Peyton did. There's so many different things. This is a guy who, if you wanted to work with him, I'm not saying to take him number two overall. I think that might be crazy. But I'm starting to get really excited by the possibilities of this guy. And I got to run it by you to think, am I crazy? Am I just liking an Ohio State quarterback? Because usually I go the other way and I'm saying, I'm not going to sit there and like an Ohio State quarterback just to like one because he played for the Buckeyes. I'm not that guy. You're supposed to be that guy, not me. Yes.
If he was still just Kansas State quarterback, would you feel the same way?
If he was taking Kansas State deep in a playoff run, yeah. Yes, I would.
Well, man, if he was taking Kansas State on a playoff run, then yeah, he'd be a first-round pick, like no doubter.
I shouted this from the rooftops. What am I paying? Excuse me, I'm not paying him to do anything. What is Jimmy paying the coaches to do? Are you going to actually develop him and coach him up? These offensive guys? Hey, Tommy Rees, you worked with Jalen Milroe. He'll have his press conference tomorrow. Can you work with a guy like Will Howard? Can you take a guy who's led his football team? I'm not saying to start him week one against God knows who. No. I don't advocate for that. There's difference between best quarterback on the roster and most ready to play, which we will fight that out during the summer when they take a quarterback because they're going to take one somewhere. And we'll fight that out like we did with DeShone Kizer, and I end up being way right about that one. But with a guy like him, like, okay, he's definitely missing some things. There's a lot of quarterbacks missing some things. What are you going to do to get him to the places you need him to go? Am I just going to put it on his shoulders and call him a failure? Or am I going to expect the coaches and the guys who are supposed to be offensive guys, that's supposed to be an offensive staff, help out that guy? I could put a little bit of this on Kevin Stefanski, can I? Or do we just sit here and make excuses for the rest of the year on this guy?